Hello everyone and welcome to Money Control for another episode of Tech Up, a weekly podcast for the latest in gadgets, personal technology, AI and everything in between. I'm Abhas Sharma and today we are asking the question that somehow refuses to die. Can an iPad replace your MacBook? The iPad has always been an excellent tablet, so much so that think tablet and you automatically think of an iPad. Although Android tablets have become really good over the last few years, but the iPad still reigns supreme. It is 2025 and Apple has a rather robust lineup of iPad. There is the entry-level iPad, which certainly cannot be a MacBook replacement. There's the iPad mini, which because of its sheer size and functionality can also not be a MacBook replacement. That leaves us with two iPads, the iPad Pro and the iPad Air. The M3 iPad Air is the latest iPad which Apple has launched, and that is what we compared the new M4 MacBook Air with. The iPad Air now comes with a shiny redesigned Magic Keyboard, and the line between a tablet and laptop has never looked blurrier. But is it blurry enough to ditch the MacBook for good? The short answer is, it depends. The long answer? Well, that's what we'll delve into today's show. Let's talk off with the iPad Air. The specs are absolutely top-notch as it runs on Apple's M3 chip, the same chip which is found in the MacBook Air as well. Now think about it, that's actually not a small feat. We are talking desktop-grade power in a device that's thinner than a notepad and lighter than most paperback novels. The Magic Keyboard has also had a glow up. It now comes with an aluminium palm rest, the function key row, a USB-C pass-through, and it's starting to finally feel like a real laptop keyboard, and not just a chic accessory for a glorified clipboard. If you combine that with the 13-inch Liquid Retina display, an excellent set of speakers, and improved Apple Pencil support, the iPad Air looks like it is gunning for your MacBook seat at the productivity table. But is muscle really enough? What about the pricing? Now here's where your wallet might flinch a little. The iPad Air 11-inch, the Wi-Fi variant, starts at ₹59,900, and if you opt for the 13-inch variant, it goes up to ₹79,900. The new Magic Keyboard, well, it starts at ₹29,900, and the Apple Pencil Pro costs another ₹11,900. So if you're eyeing the 13-inch iPad Air with the keyboard and pencil, you're nearly looking at spending ₹1.2 lakh. Now that's MacBook Air territory, and then actually some more, because the M4 MacBook Air actually starts at ₹99,900. But pricing apart, there are still people who do believe that the iPad is a capable alternative to the Mac. But the one thing that hampers the iPad from taking away the place of the MacBook is the software. iPad OS 18 is still very much, well, the iPad OS. It has made huge strides. For example, Stage Manager is less chaotic, multitasking is far more tolerable, and external display support is finally decent. But it's still not macOS. For example, there's no terminal, there's no Xcode, you don't get the full Logic Pro unless you're okay with the scaled-down iPad versions. If you're a coder, a designer, working in legacy Adobe apps, or someone who lives in file systems and system settings, the iPad still doesn't fully replace a MacBook. You just don't get the full desktop experience. Things like window management, ProLife, file navigation and native app flexibility, they are better than before, but still not quite what I would call Mac grade. If you rely on desktop class apps like the Xcode or the Final Cut Pro, the full version and not the iPad version, or need external monitor support that doesn't just mirror your screen, you will feel the pinch on the M3 iPad Air. Even with the M3 chip performing miraculously well under the hood, the iPad still feels slightly short of the MacBook Air. And a lot of it is down to the iPad OS, because it does have its certain limitations. Now, To give you some context, if your workflow is mostly writing email, video calls, Slack, Google Docs, you'll be absolutely fine with the iPad Air. Then you don't need the MacBook Air. In fact, you might just even thrive because the iPad Air has a battery life which is excellent. The portability, of course, remains unbeatable, and the new Magic Keyboard finally feels like something you can easily and very comfortably type on. To be fair, the modularity is great as well. Pop off the keyboard and it's a reading and sketching machine. Plug it in and it is desktop ready depending on your workflow. It is a hybrid device, but hybrids, as we know, do come with certain compromises. For students, it's certainly a win and a really good deal. Creatives who sketch or storyboard, again, go for the iPad Air. It is a very good tablet. Frequent travelers, again, a very good choice. But the moment you need advanced file management, custom automation, or running heavy duty software in full glory, you will start missing Mac OS. Also, app behavior on the iPad can be frustratingly inconsistent. Try dragging files while multitasking, it still feels like a workaround. So, can an iPad actually replace a MacBook? Yes. But only if your workflow lives in the cloud, your needs are light to moderate, and you love the iPad's form factor. It's not a MacBook replacement if you rely on heavy-duty software, deep file management, or just want a no-compromise desktop experience in a portable form. The iPad has come a long, long way. It is an excellent tablet. But unless Apple gives us macOS on iPad, or supercharges iPadOS to the next level, the MacBook still has a firm grip on the productivity crown. Now, moving on to our What's New in AI segment, today we are talking about a feature which launched a few months back, but is still something which people do not know much about. With iOS 18.1, Apple finally offered something many iPhone users have long waited for, native call recording. Whether it's a regular phone call or a FaceTime audio conversation, you can now hit record and review the entire chat later in the Notes app, complete with a transcript. All this is down to Apple intelligence, and supported devices can even generate a smart summary of the conversation. No more third-party workarounds, no more questionable apps. But how exactly does that work? For that, we have Shaurya Shubham with us, who's going to tell us how call recording on iPhone really works. Shaurya, welcome to the show. Shaurya, what are the basic steps to actually record a phone or FaceTime audio call in an iPhone? Do you need to enable, say, anything in the settings first, or is it just, you know, just plug and play kind of a feature?
So, Abbas, the experience. Apple has always been a company that makes technology simpler. The operating system itself is a great example. Over the years, the company has not made drastical changes to confuse people. The straightforward design language and straightforward features have always helped iPhone users to make things, do things easier on the phone. And the call recording feature is no different. It's baked right inside the iPhone's dialer app. And all you have to do is simply tap a single button and it will start recording. Not only that, the transcript feature is also automatic. You don't have to do much or press any additional button or anything. You just have to, start recording. It automatically gets saved and transcribed. So coming to the part where you have to start the recording by yourself. So first you have to ensure that your iPhone is running the latest operating system, iOS 18.1 or later. All right. If that's there, all you have to do is make a call, by opening the calling app, make a call and tap a waveform icon that is at the top left corner of the dialer app. Once you tap on it, the iPhone will start recording the calls. So there is one thing that is very important that to notice, that iPhone will also announce to the next person that this call is being recorded, right? So this keeps both the parties aware that this call is being recorded, and there is no privacy infringement or anything as such happening over the call recording feature. Now, right. The call recording feature,
where exactly do the recordings and transcripts show up on the iPhone? And how can users access these Apple intelligence generated summaries?
So yes, that's what I was going to talk about. The call recording feature is very simple. once you record the call and once you hit the stop button, that red stop button, it automatically gets saved within the Notes app. Within the Notes app, you will see a call recording folder, a dedicated folder that Apple has created automatically. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to create it by your own self. All you have to do is, just tap on it, open the Notes app, tap on the call recording folder. Then you will see, a dedicated recording with all the, details present on this. That once you tap on the call recorded call option, it will not only play the audio, but also show you the transcription. So it also depends upon the supported languages. Most of the languages like English and several other languages are supported over there. And more languages may get added in the future. Right now, all you have to do is tap on the recording and the transcripts will show up within the app.
Are there any limitations or things users should keep in mind? Like, for example, device compatibility. Does it work with all iPhones or is it the ones which support Apple Intelligence, which goes above iPhone 15 Pro?
So basically, the point is, it works across the iPhones that run iOS 18.1 or newer versions. All right, you particularly don't need an iPhone that is the that requires Apple Intelligence support. So that's where Apple has made a slight differentiating factor here, that it has provided this feature to all the iPhones that is capable of running and handling the latest version of iOS.
All right. Thank you so much, Shaurya. Thank you for joining us and telling us how the call recording on iPhone actually works. Thank you so much. Well, for someone who has used Apple call recording on the iPhone, it's still a bit of hit and miss when it comes to transcription and summaries, because most of our calls somehow end up in Hindi, English and Hinglish, and the transcript or summary sometimes gets all over the place. Well, that's it for today's episode of Tech Up. Don't forget to subscribe to Money Control. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind. Thanks for watching.